We are learning Mesechtes Menachos, Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. We're starting from the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. Now, we discussed that the Torah has four different types of chalas, 10 of each, altogether 40 chalas. Now, we will discuss in this Mishnah other kabbanas that are chalas as well. And the first one we discuss is the Meluim. The Shiva Simei Meluim, where the Kohen, Aaron HaKohen, and his children became Kahanim. There's a whole process, and we have Parshas Tetzaveh. The whole second half of the parasha discusses the tzivui of what is supposed to be done. And then you have in Parashas Tzav what happened with Maisa. And one of the kabbanis that it says they brought was they brought chalas and matzahs together. Not chametz, but they brought with the kabbanis, they brought these chalas together with the shlomim, and they did some tenufa with it. Like, for example, the example in the tzivui, this is in Parashas Tetzaveh, and it's at the end of Parashas Tetzaveh, Perek Chof Tes, Pasuk Chof Gimel. The Pasuk says that the Kikar Lechem V'achas V'chalas Lechem Shemen Achas Rok Yechad Mesal HaMatzah Shofnei Hashem, three types, V'samta Kol Kapi Aram Kapi Bonov, V'nafto Yisam Tenufa Lefnei Hashem. So you have these type of different matzahs. And the beginning of the parasha in Parashas Tetzaveh, beginning of Perek Chof Tes, it says, you take parecha dembaka va'ilm shtayim tmimim, belechem matzus v'chalas matzul v'shemen ki matzul v'shuch v'shemen, seichim tasa oisam. So you bring all these kabbanis. You bring these kabbanis plus the different type of chalas and matzus. So we'll discuss over here which minim was it. And it's altogether three minim. We'll see a little bit in this Mishnah what it discusses. And same thing you also have, by a nazir also has, together with the shlomim, it has matzus also. And they also, same shalas, how many minim, so on and so forth. Look at the Mishnah. Hamalum oibam kematzah shevetoida. The bloom was brought just like the matzah shevetoida, which are what? The chalos, the rekikim, and the revucha. Had three types, not four types. They had everything exactly like toida besides for the chametz. Naziris hoisabash, they are those kematzah shel toida. Had two out of the matzahs of toida, one of the two, chalos, the rekikim, vein bar revucha, no revucha. Nimtza by Nazir. Asara kabin yishalmiyos. Remember that by the Toida, how did you do the split? The three minim had 15 kavin. The other chametz had 15 kavin. And so that means each one of the minim had altogether five kavin. So here, by Nazir, there's only two types. So how many kavin is that? So, v'nimtza, sara kavin yishalmiyos, altogether 10 kavin. Shehein, shisha esrenis v'oidin. Now, it comes to esaren, it's a little bit harder to figure out, but we could do it also. It said there were 10 esaren for each, the chametz at 10 esaren and the matzah at 10 esaren. Three minim divided by three is 3 1/3 each. So he has two minim, so it's 6 2/3, which is shisha esrenis v'oidin, which is the extra 2/3. So that's the other kabbanis that have matzahs. Zotik Gemara, menon imili. How do you know this halacha that meluim have chalos, rekikim, or revucha? Because in the pasuk it doesn't say mefurish by the when the story happened, which is in Ayikra Ches pasuk chavav. The pasuk says masala matzos ashefrei Hashem loka chalas matza achas v'chalas lechem shemen achas v'rokik echod v'yosma chalav m'shek emin. So the first thing, chalas matza achas, doesn't say what chalas lechem shemen. So that we understand, maybe lechem shemen means the blula, and rokechem is rekikim. But what does chalas matzah achas mean? We're not sure what that means exactly. So it doesn't say the word revucha b'chal. I'm saying maybe chalas matzah achas is the belula chalas. Lechem shemen is the revucha. It doesn't say the word revucha there. So how do you know what the third min was when it comes to the melum? The pasuk says, umisala matzah shofnei Hashem, loka chalos matzah achas, v'lochalos lakam shemen achas roka echad, bishloim achalos. So, bishloim says chalos, chalos, chalos. Rokik is rokik. So, chalos shemen anew. So, that's what the Gemara points out, that chalos matzah achas, will assume that's belulis. Chalos lakam shemen is what we're not sure what it is. We're not sure what that is. So, the Gemara, you know what that is? My new lav revucha, that's the revucha. When we saw, it doesn't say we're revucha, but chalas lechem shemen must be this third min, must be the revucha. Maskev lo Rav Avyo, ema anta the mishcha. Who said b'chalal it's a piece of bread, a piece of matzah? Maybe it's a little Uga of Shemen Karush, like Rashi Kisviyat says. Maybe it's a shtickle, like a shtickle Shemen, like a whole, like a scoop full of Shemen Karush. Maybe that's what it is. It just says, Chalas Lechem Shemen Achas. I'm not sure how would you think that that would mean answer the Mishka, because there's also the word Lechem, but the words I have mean over here that it would be Shemen Karush. I'll tell you how you know. Because the Gemara is saying, it doesn't say here the word Revucha. And so who said that Chalas Lechem Shemen means the Revucha, maybe means something else. Actually, if you Rashi in not the Kisviyat, it's a little better. Because Rashi says, the answer to the Mishka maybe means Chatichas Isa Ova Shetigna B'Shemen. And how do you know that it means the, Rashi says, the Gemara is asking, how do you know it means a revucha? Revucha means it's scalded in water first. How do you know it has that? Now Rashi's there in the second pshat brings it like Rashi Kisviyat. It says, "Answer the mishcha shem and karish ogul k'moy lechem haynu lechem." You know, the word lechem can mean also a like cookie. Can mean a cookie of shemen. It's interesting what the havmina will be. The Brisker Rav already is asking a stronger kasha than in Tetzava, and that pasuk that we read before, pasuk of Gimel, actually says klar that it was all three were matzahs, because it says, V'kikur lechem achas, v'chalas lechem shemen achas, because chalas lechem shemen achas says v'chalas. So he's bothered by what's the havmina, but it's a little bit of shrev havmina if you Rashi Kisviyat. Rashi in the regular Rashi is a little better because he says we're talking about a Isa, so there it's a little bit better. Okay, that's Mar's kash. So Mar's, I'll tell you I know from. It says in the pasuk by the mincha of chavitim, which the Aaron Kohen brought every day. It says in the pasuk, "Zek karmen Aaron avonav asher yekrivu laHashem b'yom himashach oisoi asiru sefer soros mincha tamen machzis aboyka machzis barav." And it says in that pasuk, next pasuk, "Amachmas b'shem tasa muru beches tiviyana tefuni mincha chavitim." Chavitim was a revucha. It was called in the water first. Now in the pasuk of the chavitim, it says, "Zek karmen Aaron avonav." It says Aaron Avonov. Then it says Asher Yekivu Lashem Yemashachoy Soi. It sounds like Aaron. So where did the Bonov come in? Like the Bonov come in over here, and then it stops talking about the Bonov. But where did Bonov come in over here? So the Gemara Darsh is like this. Chimala Lamanu Levonov Yemashachoy. It's Yemashachoy. It sounds like a Kohen Gadol. Then it says brings in Bonov. What's it teaching us? El Makish Chinuchay Yemashachoy. Ma Yemashachoy Revucha. Just like when it comes to Kohen Mashiach, when it comes to Kohen Gadol, he has to bring every day a revucha, a chavitim. So the chinuch of the Aaron and his vanav also comes revucha. And the meluim was a chinuch. Therefore, you had to have a revucha. So the question was, how do I know revucha by meluim? The answer is, I know it because of this hekesh. Om Rav Chista. Kohen Gadol.
Huh? Where do you see the meluim?
Because Malum was a chinuch. The Malum was chinuch for the Banav and the Aaron. It was chinuch for Aaron and Banav, so it has to have Revucha for, because it's inaugurating them into being a Kohen. Omer Rav Chista, Kohen Gadol Meskar of La'avoida. Kohen Gadol that becomes a Kohen Gadol, he has to bring a Minchas chinuch as well when it becomes a Kohen Gadol, even if it's a Kohen headed already. So Kohen Gadol Meskar of La'avoida, so the first day he does Avoida, he has to bring one Isarin to use as Chavitim, and which is a revucha, and he also brings a karba minchas chinuch also because he's becoming kohen gadol. So kohen gadol miskarv la'avoda tzarich shtei asroinis ha'eifa acha astim bashchoy, one because now he is a kohen gadol, he has to bring chavitim va'acha lechinucha, one because he's becoming mischanuch, he's becoming now established as a kohen gadol. Mar Rav Ashi Amar shalosh three, he has to bring three minchas chinuch. What's pshat? One is for the chavitim. One is because Kohen Kohen Gadol. What's the third one for? V'loy pligi hod the avod avodik shu kohen headed. Hod loy avod avodik shu kohen headed. That means if he never did avod yet, so he needs two minchas chinuch. One is coming kohen headed, and two is coming kohen gadol. Mashenki, if he already was a kohen headed, he already had his minchas chinuch as a kohen headed. So now all he needs is one extra one. He's coming kohen headed to kohen gadol, and then also because of the chavitim is another minchas chinuch. Zok the Gemara vayte. Zeros had two of the minim of the Toida, had two of the minim, and the Mishnah said, what did it have? Chalis and Rekikim did not have Revucha. How do we know this? Tanu Rabbanon, it says in the Pasuk by Toida, it says, Azevach Toidas Shlomov. So it says there, L'Rabba Yishalmi Nozir La'aseres Kabin Yishalmi Yos U'L'Revius Shemen. It's Marbe, the Shalmi Nozir, for 10 Kabin Shamias, which is like two of the matzahs, and a Revi'ah Shemen, which is like two of the matzahs. We know about the matzahs, it split up the Shemen between the Revucha, got half the Shemen that it needed, which was half a log, so half a half a log, and the rest of the matzahs had the other half a log, which is a quarter of a log. So here, the two types of lechem, the matzah that came with the Nazir, has Asaras Kabin, and it has Revi'ah Shemen. Yochel Chom HaShom Vinyin, maybe that the Nazir has everything that it says by Taida. Tamaloy Mar Matzois. It says in the Pasuk, Matzois. The Pasuk, actually, if you read the Pasuk by Nazir, it says, V'sal Matzois Soiles Chalas Buz B'Shemen, V'rikiki Matzim Shuchim HaShemen, V'chos V'skem. It's clearly, it's two type of matzahs. But the Shah was, how much Shemen, that we're learning out from here. But maybe learn everything. Maybe has three. Tamaloy Mar Matzois. Now, what do you see with the word Matzois? Mal Tamuda. Mar Papa. Dova Shem Boy Matzois. Only the things that says matzahs. Fuga revucha lenem matzahs. Look at the psukim when it talks about revucha, it doesn't say the word matzahs. It says, for example, by Taida, it says like this: Chalos matzahs blues b'shemen, or kikim matzahs b'shuchim b'shemen, v'soiles murubeches chalos blues b'shemen. Say the word matzahs. So that's why, since by nazir it says matzahs, so we know that revucha is not included. It's only matzahs and it's only these two and not revucha. I'll tell you why, because what a matzah means. It means like this. It says matzah's klal, then it says specifically what you need. It says a sal matzah, and what do I bring? Chalos rikikim. So prat to klal, prat, ain v'chal masha prat. It's chalos matzah v'prat, period. Klal uprat, when you have a klal and a prat, ain v'chal al masha v'frat. When you only have a klal, which is sal matzah, then it specifies sal, soiles, chalos blu v'shem, so it's klal prat, ein v'chal masha prat. Chalos kikim in, midi achrin loy. Chalos kikim in, midi achrin loy, nothing else. That's what you know, it's dafka, those two, and that's it, when it comes to the nazir. So we have here, I got to sugi here, what malum is and what nazir is. It's interesting to me that we made a whole thing of malum. What do we know, even though it's not the gay anymore, Masha Hoya Hoya, the argument was asked the Shikasha, but I guess Lahagil Torah there, exactly what's going on, what's pushed on the Pasuk. And we actually have in the Torah two huge portions of a parasha that talk about the Malum actually, and the parasha Savim and Savim, the whole second half of the parasha. So it does mean a big thing. But the Akbanim comes out of Malum, you have the three type of matzahs, and by Nazi, you have two types of matzahs.